Well, let's check in. Well, look. All right. That means like a rat or a dog, a Pavlov's dog, I've started salivating because that music can only mean we now check in as to what is happening on the BPP blog. Web editor Laura Conaway is our tour guide. Laura, take it away.
Good morning. I'm going to answer the bell. It's Sean Bell. Everybody was all weekend long talking about the big Sean Bell verdict in New York, in which three police officers were found not guilty in his shooting death back in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
Like 53 people came in and commented. And I got to say, again, the Bryant Park crowd remains sort of one of the politest groups of people I've been around. It's a very heated topic, lots of strong opinions, strong feelings all around. And for the most part, people kept it really clean.
Keeping it civil.
Keeping it civil, yeah, keeping it civil, which is a high value to me.
Good.
Again, if you're, I've said this before, but if you're weighing in on one of these big threads and your comment doesn't show up and you wonder if we're not posting it because we don't like it, it's true, we're not. There are only two or three, but, you know, sometimes people in these situations, they get a little bit, well, racist. And so we're not going to post the worst of that. So if you're not seeing that, it's because you're not in there. Otherwise, come by and check them out. They're really thought-provoking. A lot of people saying that, you know, it makes them think police need more training. It makes them think we need to get guns off the streets in the United States. Really quite a fascinating thing.
And what in non-Sean Bell related news is going on in the blog?
We are jumping into NPR's Get My Vote project. Uh-huh. And what you got to do is go on to this thing. You can check it out. There's a link to it right on our blog. It takes video, audio, and text from you. And Get My Vote to us means understand my vote. And so you get in there and you tell people how you're voting.
Not earn, but get it. I don't get it.
Yeah. Like I've got issues. Like this one guy, Russ Spears, he's got an idea.
I have a different idea, and I doubt it's too unique, but, you know, whatever. Bill Gates can take $40 million to $80 million of that money, he says, for promoting education, as well as our government. They can put at least $40 to $80 million into creating a free online educational system. This educational system can be open to everyone, every U.S. citizen, every citizen of the world.
Okay. All right. So that's not my idea. I wrote on the blog. I'm actually not that crazy about that idea, but that's the fun. That's his airtime.
Yeah.
Come get yours. Check it
idea.
Out. Check it out. Get My Vote.
All right. Laura Conaway edits our website and blog. Check out Get My Vote on our site, npr.org/Bryant Park.
And that is it for this hour of the BPP. But you know what? We don't go away online. We're always there at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I am Mike Pesca. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.